We talk about it every year, the dreaded end of the year weight gain as we indulge in our holiday favorites. So how can we enjoy what the season offers without packing on all those pounds? This year, WTOP is going to help you all along the way with holiday eating tips from Thanksgiving on through the new year. It's our Lean Plate Club Holiday Challenge, and joining us now to talk about it is Sally Squires, who writes the Lean Plate Club blog. Sally, let's talk about big picture here with this, because there's a lot to chew into, no pun intended, as we work through the holidays here. How much weight do most of us put on during the holiday period, and do we get rid of it in the new year?
Such a great question. And the truth is that for people who are at a healthy weight, they only put on about a pound. That's not a big deal. And they take it off by spring. And we know this from a National Institutes of Health study. So that's great. Here's the bad news. For those of us, and there are two-thirds of us who are overweight or obese, well, we put on 2 pounds. And the trouble is we don't take it off in the spring. So you can see why that doesn't sound like a lot. It still means that year after year, it really can add up. So that's why we need to pay attention to the holidays.
Now, this is not so easy, because in addition to all the big family meals, there are so many events and parties. Do we have to cut back overall to make room for these indulgences?
Well, you kind of have to think about the big picture, but here's the good news. If you start now and you just take a look at where you are, and then you plan ahead, there's really a great way for you to have your holiday and enjoy it too without packing on those added pounds. And that's what the Lean Plate Club Holiday Challenge is all about.
Now, you're not talking about a diet per se. We're not going to have people necessarily weighing food and trying to figure out what to eat for a long period of time. So what is the strategy so that we don't get that added 2 pounds or more for the next 6 weeks?
Right. And I feel like Scrooge if I put people on a diet. So that would be terrible. I wouldn't want to do that at all.
Not at this time.
No, not at this time of year. This is a time of year of enjoyment and family and fun and celebration. So we don't want to get rid of that, but we want to do it smartly. And that's the whole deal. So this is really about weight maintenance. And actually, that's also a really great skill to have. What, you know, if you've ever lost weight, the big thing that people worry about is putting it back on. So if you can manage weight, maintaining your weight from Thanksgiving to New Year's, you can do that any time of the year.
So let's talk a little bit about Thanksgiving, because it's coming up and folks are starting to plan their meals. And your advice is also to plan something other than just what food is on the table, also to plan activities.
That's it. Because think about it, it's an equation, calories in, calories out. So it's really just thinking now, how could you boost your activity a little bit? So for example, for me, because I'm office bound like most people, even if you just get up for 5 minutes every hour, within an 8-hour day, you've suddenly gotten 40 minutes of extra activity. You could take the stairs, you know, you could get off the bus, stop early. You could go for a walk around the block. I mean, just really simple stuff.
Yeah.
But also the day of, you know, we tend to cluster around the TV watching football or, you know, and eating and doing all those things.
Watching the parades,
all that stuff. So if you can imagine planning activities that will get you out just for a little bit of time, you've already, you know, upped your activity and your calories, burning your calories just by a little bit.
Now, step one in this entire process, and I think we should perhaps cue the Alfred Hitchcock music, we're going to need folks to step on the scale so that we know where our starting point is.
That's right. And that can be scary. I realize it can be really scary. But remember, you just get on, you just note it. Remember, you're not trying to lose any weight, and you're just going to know where you are, because you've got to know where you're starting. It's kind of like looking at your bank account. You know, you can't figure out how much money you have to spend if you don't know what your balance is.
And it's our little secret. We don't have to
tell. It's our little secret. Nobody knows but
you. I always like that ignorance is bliss kind of thing. I'm afraid of the scale.
I know.
You won't know if you've gained.
Right. You won't know if you've gained if you don't get on the scale. So you got to do that one thing, and you just record it or remember it someplace that you want to know. You don't have to do anything more than that.
Do we need to get on the scale every day?
No, we don't. We certainly don't. Every week would be fine, just to check in. And don't forget that if you are eating a little bit more or drinking a little bit more, there's a little more salt involved in a lot of that stuff, and that can mean water retention. So you kind of want to plan it well, and probably first thing in the morning, and do it the same way. So however you get step on that scale the first time, make sure that you do it that way again.
Speaking of water retention, probably a good idea to drink a lot of water throughout this entire several months of holiday celebrations.
That's exactly right. And often, you know, it's drier in the winter. We don't yet have cold weather outside, but, you know, we're indoors a little bit more. We're sitting probably a little bit more. Mm-hmm. It's a little darker during the day. We feel a little less energetic. So sometimes just being slightly dehydrated can make us feel hungry. So that's a good thing. Just keep the water going, and that's help you feel full, too.
All right, next week we focus on the big Thanksgiving feast, advice for food preparers and for eaters, and you can follow the Lean Plate Club Holiday Challenge at WTOP.com.